And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today, I want to talk about something that Christ said. He said, "No man can serve two masters, for he will either love the one and hate the other, or hate the one and love the other." Let's talk about that. You see, life is very decisive. It's either one or the other. In the Bible, it says, "The love of God makes for enmity with the world." So it's either one or the other. Here's another interesting thing. Do you remember when Christ instituted the Eucharist? At the Last Supper, Christ took the wine, and then he said, "Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. There are two ways to do everything. There's doing it with awareness and doing it without awareness. And when you do it without awareness, you think you are serving your own self, but actually you're serving another. Let me repeat again. There are two ways to do everything, with awareness and without awareness. Christ said, "No man can serve two masters. No man can ride two horses at the same time or drive two cars at the same time. It's either one or the other." And so, let's talk about food a little bit, shall we? Because it will elucidate Christ's words. He said, "Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." See, if you drink the wine or the water or the tea, if you take a sip of it in remembrance of him, in other words, with awareness, that's one thing. But if you take a sip of it without awareness, that's another. Now, practically no one knows how to eat properly. Everyone eats in a wrong way, for the most part. There may be some rare people somewhere, one in a million, who know how to eat properly. But most people, when they eat, they lose awareness. They drift away into dream time, into fantasies and into thought. They lose awareness. They don't eat with awareness. They eat with unawareness. In fact, they eat to become unaware. Just like people drink to forget, people eat to forget, and drink their tea to forget, drink their water to forget, and their soda. And the spicier the concoction, the more sugar in it, the more artificial sugar, the more aspartame, the more chemicals are in it, the more it seductively pulls you away from awareness, pulls you into dream time. No man can serve two masters. He either loves the one and hates the other, or hates the one and loves the other. We'll talk more about this after this important announcement.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret of becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Program is called Shedding Shackles. My name is Roland. I've been around for almost 30 years now on the radio. That's a long time. My message has always been the same. My message has been that you need to be aware, not only awake. See, animals are either asleep or awake. Humans are either asleep in a hypnotic state, which is somewhere between sleep and awakeness, or they're awake or they're aware. You need to come up out of your sleep and your hypnosis to be awake, but you need to be more than awake. You also need to be aware. You need to be aware, because through awareness comes everything good. And when you are not aware, then you are subject to hypnotic influences and to suggestions, and you're subject to being pulled away from awareness and down into unconsciousness. And then the things you do compulsively, see, you wonder, why did I do that? Why did I buy that thing? Why did I spend so much money? Why did I eat too much? Why did I go out with that guy? Why did I marry that guy? What am I doing here in this job? I hate it. Why does this always happen to me? Why is it always the same pattern? The wrong kind of guy, the wrong kind of lady, the wrong kind of job, the wrong kind of food. You wonder why your life is going wrong. And things happen out of nowhere. What'd that happen for? Why me? It's because you're unconscious. You're not aware. You may be awake, but you're probably not even fully awake. You're lost in some level of hypnotic trance. You don't even know it. You wander around. You watch other people. When you watch other people sitting there staring at their iPhone, texting, for example, or playing a video game, they're lost. They're completely lost. Watch them on the phone. They're not totally there. But when you're not totally there, then you are no longer in command of your own mind and your own body. Something else is. And what is? Well, for one thing, the environment. So you react. You react and react and react. You get upset at this. Now, another aspect of being unaware, we're talking about being awake, being aware, and not being aware. When you are aware, you can serve God. When you're not aware, you cannot serve God. When you're in a hypnotic trance, no matter what you do or what you say, no matter how nice it is, no matter what nice songs you sing or nice things you do, you're just doing it by programming or someone else's suggestion or what someone else said to do or what someone else told you to do or suggested you do, or the idea pops into your mind from somewhere outside. You're not self-directed. You're not serving God. You can only serve God in the aware state. And it's in the aware state also that you are in control of your own life. And the energy with which you move is a different energy than the energy that you move with now. Now you react to stress. And then the stress then causes you to become angry or to become upset or to become irritated or to become excited. And the stress is in control. Can't you see that when something upsets you, it is in control of you. It is in control of your body. Can't you see that? When you become angry, when you become upset, when you become irritated, when you become nervous, when something gets you a little bit irritated, it's in control of your body, your reactions. You're not in control of your own life. And then in your hypnotic state, you're subject to, well, you're subject to suggestion. You become absorptive. You absorb everything. You absorb stress. You absorb suggestions. You absorb what people say and what they do. Then you lay in bed at night and you think, what'd she say that for? What'd he do that for? See? You need to be aware, in control of your own life. And then you can serve God. And you'll be able to eat and drink in remembrance of Him. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. I could make jokes. I'm very good at making jokes, incidentally. I have some very good jokes. But I don't want to make jokes now. I want to talk thoughtfully to you, okay? I want to talk thoughtfully so that you might ponder some of these things and perhaps begin to come out of your stupor and start to really live life. So we said that there are two ways to do anything, with awareness and without awareness. And when you do things without awareness, you're being controlled by the outside, for one thing. And your actions are without love. That's right. No matter how nice they seem to be, how pretty your words are, or how nicely you smile, They don't have love in them. That's why they don't have a good effect upon other people. All you do is enable other people. Or perhaps they sense your ego's neediness. You want something from them. You want approval from them. You want them to look upon you as a nice person. You're basically using them. You want them to look up to you and think you're wonderful. And so you're using them. They sense it. Or they sense your need. And so they sometimes reject it or run away. But when you do something with awareness, then you can have love. That's right. And love can flow through you. Light can flow through you. And what you do will be done with love. It's that simple. But right now, you don't know what love is. And right now, you undoubtedly eat to deny. And you drink to deny. And you work to deny. And you talk to deny. To deny what? To deny the truth. The truth that you're not living your own life. See? Or to deny that you resent other people or secretly judge them. So you secretly judge another person and then you act nice and say something nice to try to make up for your secret judgment of them. See? So you're being acted through. That's right, you're being acted through. You don't even realize you're being acted through. So why do you do things compulsively? Why can't you just stop doing it? See? Because you're not in control. All right? So to be in control, and when I say control, I don't mean by trying, by effort, by forcing yourself to be in control, for trying to discipline yourself. I'm talking about effortless control. Effortless. Now, let's get back to food again. Have you ever had a situation where you got a bag of potato chips, for example? It's an example I use all the time, but it's the only one I can think of. You start eating potato chip, and then you're sort of gone. And then later you look, and the bag is all gone. You ate all the chips. You don't even remember eating them, maybe. You munched in a dream state. You munched in an unaware, unconscious state, like an animal. Have you ever seen people eating sometimes? They sit there, and they're chewing away like animals. You know, like a dog eats, or a cat, or some animal. The light has gone out. They're not really there. Well, but if you could eat with awareness, then you would have love, understanding, light, would all be there. And life, your whole life could change for the better if you could do anything with awareness. It would be a beginning. And you might be able to take a sip of water, or a sip of tea, or a sip of lemonade. You might be able to take that sip with awareness. And then your whole life can begin to change for the better. Download my free complimentary meditation now at SheddingShackles.com.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret of becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
My name is Roland. Welcome to the program. Yes, I like that announcement. A lot of people are weighed down by the past. See, all those years of unconscious living, I know, it's not totally your fault. In fact, early on, it wasn't your fault at all when you were a little child. You couldn't help reacting when other people were mean or cruel or teased you or rejected you or lied to you or, you know, betrayed you. You couldn't help but react emotionally. But you see, emotions, when you start reacting emotionally, then the outside starts to control you. And you don't want to see it. You don't want to see your anger. You don't want to see your hurt. You don't want to see your upset. You don't want to see the fact that you're out of control. You don't want to see it. So you begin to lose awareness, begin to live in the imagination and in thoughts, because reality is too painful. Well, you couldn't help it when you were a little child. You couldn't help the family you were born into or what people did to you. You couldn't help it. But now you're a big adult. Now you can look back and see all the years, all the wasted years. See, all the wasted years. And you wonder, where'd they all go? Was it because you were living unconsciously? You stumbled from one thing to another, from one mess to another, and tried to extricate yourself from one mess, and then someone offered you a false hope. They said, well, with education, then you can be happy and prosperous and rich and successful and so on. So you went for education, maybe spent a lot of years in school, and then afterwards, it wasn't the answer. I'm not knocking education, I'm just saying it's not the answer. So what is the answer? The answer is to refine your creator. The answer, and to do that, you have to begin yearning. You have to see that you're not in control of your life. See that you're doing things that you don't really want to do. Why am I doing this? Why am I eating all this food? Why am I drinking? Why am I smoking all this marijuana? Why am I drinking? Why am I yelling at my kids? Why am I unhappy? Why? See, you wonder. Well, it's because your life has been outer directed. So all you have to do now is simply see that's the case. Yearn for the truth. Yearn for awareness. Yearn to come back to what you fell away from. You had it once as a little child. You had awareness. You were close to God when you were a little child. You lived in a beautiful world. You loved mommy and daddy and your puppy, and you loved the birds and the flowers and the grass and the wind and the rain. You loved them. But something went wrong. People were mean or cruel, and they upset you. Or they laid guilt trips on you. They made suggestions, well, it's all your fault that I'm here. It's all your fault that I have to work so hard. It's all your fault. You know, that sort of thing. You upset me all the time. I try to work hard and all you do is upset me and you never listen to what I say. You know, they try to lay guilt trips on you, that sort of thing. See? Well, they weren't living their own life either. What were they doing that for? Someone did it to them. So they're just passing on the legacy of from generation to generation. Cruelty and meanness and lack of understanding. We all know that love could solve a lot of things, couldn't it? You know love is the answer. But where are you going to find love? Not out in the world. You looked for it out in the world. It was your awareness. You lost awareness when they were cruel and mean. So the world took it away. And then you looked for it out in the world and you couldn't find it. Now you must find it within. You must return to your to your center of being, from which you can flow back to God, who's our Father. See, that's what we need. We need a Father, a good Father, a good Father who never fails us. You must yearn for the good Father. And if you can't yearn for the good Father, then just yearn to know the truth. Yearn to be a better person, realizing that you can't be one. You don't know how to be one. You don't even know what's right. Just yearn. Yearning is innocent. And wonder about the meaning of life and why you're here. What's your purpose? Wonder about such things and yearn for what is good and what is pure and what is true. And God will hear the wordless cry of your soul and He will answer. He will bring light into your life and you will begin to become aware. And you'll see things as they are. But you'll also see that God exists and that He is very forgiving and very gracious. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage? A spiritual and practical look at relationships. My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at YouTube.com or SheddingShackles.com. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries, and so be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. Some food for thought. Yes, food for thought. And you might be able to take a sip of water, or a sip of tea, or a sip of lemonade, you might be able to take that sip with awareness. And then your whole life can begin to change for the better. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.